Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria môre 13:28, Johannesburg 11:27, Mbombela 14:27.
Op die paaie verwag stadige verkeer in die omgewing van meeste van die winkelsentrums as gevolg van die swart Vrydag Black Friday madness on the roads. En dan in Germiston was al vroeër 'n ongeluk op die N3 Noord naby die Geldnys wisselaar wat die verkeer daar ontwrig.
Die minister van polisie Senzo Mqhunu het 'n koue ontvangs in Stilfontein Noordwes ontvang. Hy het met gemeenskapslede daar vergader oor die kwessie van onwettige mynbouaktiwiteit. Dit is nog onduidelik hoeveel mense ondergronds is in 'n verlate goudmyn, maar meer mense kom oppervlak toe met gruwelverhale. Hier is minister Mqhunu bietjie vroeër vandag.
Why would the people, adults, want to do something unlawful or it is poverty at the root cause? It is unemployment. And therefore, in our addressing this unlawfulness, let us also go to the root cause. Two in the main, poverty and unemployment. Where? In particular in those areas, it was an omission.
Gemeenskapslede beskou egter pogings om die myners uit te lok deur kos en water te weerhou as 'n vorm van massamoord en menseregskending. In Gauteng se polisiekommissaris Tommy Mtobeni intussen die polisie vaar goed in pogings om te verseker dat Spaza winkels aan die nodige vereistes voldoen.
Why would the people adults?
Ons raam verskoning vir daardie verkeerde klankgreep daar, maar die kwessie van voldoeninge aan vereistes is onder die vergrootglas, dit nadat heel party kinders gehospitaliseer is en self dood is nadat hulle lekkernye by die winkels gekoop het. In Mpumalanga is die polisie teenwoordigheid in Delmas intussen verskerp. Gemeenskapslede daar het gister 2 Spaza winkels afgebrand na die dood van 'n kind. 2 verdagtes gaan voor die landdroshof verskyn. En dan na die buiteland, in Engeland waar daar vandag gedebatteer oor die goedkeuring van wetgewing wat mense met terminale siektes toelaat om aansoek te doen vir bystandsdood. Die wetgewing word voorgestel deur Kim Leadbetter, 'n arbeidersparlementslid.
These findings are significant, but it may not be that surprising that most people believe that we should all have the right to make the choices and decisions we want about our own bodies. We are not talking about a choice between life or death. We are talking about giving dying people a choice of how to die.
Buite die parlement is daar egter hewig teen die wetgewing betoog.
I can't think of anything much more undignifying than endorsing a law which must come to suggest to vulnerable people that they should commit suicide.
It's a bill that introduces killing into legislation and that is something that can never be safely done.
Meer hieroor op jackrandfm.com, klik op news. Ten slotte, die Franse president Emmanuel Macron het vandag besoek afgelê aan die Notre Dame kathedraal in Parys. Dis in 2019 deur 'n erge brand getref en miljoene euro's is in die herstelwerk gestort. Macron sê spanne wat aan die kathedraal gewerk het, het die onmoontlike vermag. Ek is Marlene Fischer, Top Story This Hour. Community members of Stilfontein made it clear that they do not condone the police's standoff with illegal miners underground.
All the music you love, all the songs you smock.
It's the Jonas Brothers.
Just like your exes in the room.
This is The Weeknd.
Take my breath.
It's Ariana Grande.
That's Lady Gaga.
Hey there, world. This is Adam Levine from Maroon 5.
Hey, it's Dua Lipa.
On the station.
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM. That sounds like you.
Time stood still, just like a photograph you made me feel. Like this will last forever, looking in your eyes. I see my whole life. Oh. They say you know it, when you know it, and I know